You're quiet. What are you thinking about?
I'm still not sure about the miracles. But can we pray for one anyway?
Oh, sure we can. But we also need to be careful here.
About what?
I don't want you to think that just because you pray for a miracle that you're going to get one.
I know.
You know, God has plans that we don't understand. If God can heal from 10 miles away, if he can make flour appear out of nowhere, if he can hold up a car with his angels, then he can certainly do whatever he wants. But he might also have something better than a miracle in store for Sam.
What could be better for her than getting her out of the hospital?
Well, I don't know, but God loves Sam more than you can imagine. Whatever he does, you can be sure that it's the best thing for Sam and your mom and for you.
When your wife died, did you pray for a miracle for her?
Yes, I did. And it didn't work out the way I asked. But, you know, today I look back and I see how God worked through her death. Without it, I never would have started Wits End. I might not have been able to tell so many people about God. Connie, Eugene, even you. I look back on how he worked those things out, and now I pray a little differently. I pray for whatever God thinks will be best.
Okay. Can we do that?
We sure can.
Yet, but she's been moving around. She may wake up any moment.
She's gonna be okay, though, right?
Oh, there's Dr. Morton. How is she?
Better. Sam will need a couple of days in the hospital, to be sure, but the tests look good. It's fortunate that you found her when you did, Mrs. McKay. Any more exposure to the carbon monoxide, even just a few more minutes, and she may have suffered serious brain damage.
I shouldn't have even been there, Dr. Morton. It was the weirdest thing. I was going to work, and I stopped at the store on the way, but when I got to the checkout, I didn't have my wallet. See, I always keep my wallet right here in this pocket of my purse.
What is it?
My wallet. It's right here. It was in my purse all the time.
You mean it was right in front of your face, but you didn't see it?
Yes. That's so weird. I guess my temporary blindness saved my daughter's life. It's like
a miracle.
Yes, that's what it is.
She's waking up. Hi, Grady.
Oh, thank God.
Sam, hey, are you okay? My head hurts.
That's normal.
It'll go away, Sam. I guess I had too much tea. Yep, the princess is gonna have to lay off the tea. Mr. Whitaker?
Yes?
I guess he decided to knock my socks off.
Yeah, I guess he did.
In today's episode, Grady desperately wanted God to perform a miracle for his sister. We know from reading the Bible that God performed many miracles. When we pray, sometimes God gives us what we want, like when Joanne prayed for safety. But sometimes God doesn't give us exactly what we ask for, like we saw with Witt's wife. Sometimes something amazing happens, but not in the way we expect. Ultimately, we have to realize that God knows what's best for us. In Isaiah 55:9, God tells us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The most important thing is to pray, have faith, and wait on God. His answer will always be the right one. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Run of the Mill Miracle was written by Katie Bruin and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Janet Waldo, Jordan Orr, Julian Busher, Pete Renaday, Mauricio Guerrero, Diane Michelle, Lou Graham, and Mary Mauser, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.